Today on The Connection, we take some time to reflect on the life of one of the most influential men in all of history.
I thought, you know, if I was in the grandstands, wherever this is being preached at, I know that I would get up and I know that I would go down on the field like these people are doing. As soon as I thought that, Billy Graham turned toward the television set. It was as if he looked at me eye to eye through the TV camera and said, "If you're watching by television, you can know Christ." And I thought, how did that happen? How could he know I was watching?
Make the connection.
Billy Graham is a name that's become synonymous with evangelism. Few individuals have spread the gospel of Christ as far and wide as this humble preacher from North Carolina named Billy Graham. And today in The Connection, we're going to take some time to remember a man who has had a tremendous influence on this world and whose tireless crusade to share the good news has brought millions into the kingdom of God. And we'll begin with part one of this special tribute to Billy Graham, hosted by Skip Heitzig, here in just a moment. But first, if you're wondering how to make time for God's Word in a busy 2011, perhaps this new devotional book from Skip can be of some help.
So, you've been a Christian for a while. You've settled into a spiritual routine, and that's good. But don't let it become a grind. Keep it fresh and keep it real. There's a new resource from Skip Heitzig in The Connection that's designed for your busy lifestyle. It's a devo called The Daily God Book. Here's the deal. The Daily God Book will guide you through the entire Bible in just a year in a new and challenging way. You'll explore unique insights, points to ponder, and most importantly, you'll have a convenient system laid out for you to make reading through the Bible an easy part of everyday life. Get your copy of The Daily God Book for just $15 when you call 1-800-922-1888 or when you visit connectionradio.org. 1 year from now, you can look back and you'll have gone through the Bible with The Daily God Book by Skip Heitzig. Order now and grow daily. Just call 1-800-922-1888 or visit connectionradio.org.
Well, today we'll hear from those closest to Billy, friends and family who will share their memories of him and their insights into what made him the influential person he has become. So join us for part one of this special four-part series on The Connection, Just As He Is, the Billy Graham Radio Special, hosted by Skip Heitzig.
And make the connection.
This is Just As He Is, a radio tribute to Billy Graham.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me.
For over five decades, he has been America's pastor. He has preached the gospel in over 185 nations. Presidents and kings have sought his counsel. Billy Graham has been driven to relentlessly preach the gospel to uncountable millions. This is Just As He Is, a radio tribute to the man who has told more people about Jesus than any person in history.
With God, you can be sure that you are a majority. That's the reason for the cross. We find the Lord Jesus Christ dying on that cross for your sins. And every time you see a cross, it should remind you of what you mean to God. Jesus not only died for all, he died for each.
Now, here's our host, Skip Heitzig.
William Franklin Graham, better known as Billy Graham, was born on November 7th, 1918, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Billy was the first of four children raised on a cattle farm by William and Morrow Graham. Billy's early life gave little indication that he would one day preach the gospel to hundreds of millions of people.
Think of the thousands of people in America tonight that serve God with their lips. They go to church and sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus," but their heart is far from him. Even while the sermon is being preached, you're thinking about what you're going to eat for lunch. You're thinking about a TV program you saw on Saturday night. If you're thinking about this one, it'll be all right.
I, like millions of others, watched Billy Graham preach many times on television. But the most important TV crusade for me personally came in July of 1973. I was watching from my brother's apartment in San Jose, California. And I'll never forget, at the end of the broadcast, I was so convicted and compelled by not only the message, but by the way he shared the message. He was so powerful, and it was such a deep, touching message. And I thought, you know, if I was in the grandstands, wherever this is being preached at, I know that I would get up and I know that I would go down on the field like these people are doing. As soon as I thought that, Billy Graham turned toward the television set. It was as if he looked at me eye to eye through the TV camera and said, "If you're watching by television, you can know Christ." And I thought, how did that happen? How could he know I was watching? To my amazement, I didn't plan on it, but I became one of those untold millions who responded to the offer of salvation from a televised broadcast of Billy Graham's preaching.
He has preached in the great stadiums of the world, gone to the ends of the earth to speak of Jesus Christ. In this special, we'll hear from the Graham family, from a president's son, from a stellar list of musicians, athletes, and celebrities who stand in awe of the calling and career of Billy Graham.
Well, hello, Dr. Graham. This is James Dobson. You have faithfully preached the word to millions of people over the years, and I can't think of anyone who has made a greater impact on today's culture for the sake of Christ than you. You've demonstrated the love of Jesus to the powerful and influential leaders of nations, as well as to the poor and the downtrodden in the slums and townships of the third world. Through it all, your humility and servant-like attitude have remained a constant. I admire you greatly for avoiding the pursuit of fame and recognition in the favor of answering Christ's call to make disciples of all nations. I remember when Shirley and I first met you back in 1983, when we were asked to participate in your Calgary crusade. I was sitting on the platform when you came over to introduce yourself. I stood up and shook your hand, and I said, "I'm so glad to meet you, Dr. Graham." You smiled and immediately said, "Oh, don't call me that. Call me Billy." Frankly, I found it difficult to do it because of my profound respect for you and for your work. You have faithfully represented the cause of Christ for all these years, and your name has never been associated with scandal or moral failure. Thank you for that, and from my heart I say thank you for keeping your eyes fixed on the prize and for diligently walking the straight and narrow.
As a youth, Billy was turned down for membership in a local youth group because he was just too worldly. But heaven had other ideas for this gangly young man. Later ordained by a Southern Baptist church while studying in Florida, Billy earned a bachelor's of theology and moved to Illinois for further education.
It was at Wheaton College that Billy found more than additional training. He found the love of his life, Ruth. Ruth McHugh Bell was the daughter of a missionary family, living in China with them until she was 17. Daughter Anne gives this reflection.
My mother was obsessed, if you want to term it that way, but she was in love with the person of Jesus Christ, and she was not stuffy, she was not, you know, super pious. She had a wild sense of humor, very witty, very intellectual, very well read, loved music, loved art, you know, loved people, but she was in love with Jesus, and I think that stands out. And when I think about her legacy and what she passed to me and what I want to pass to my children, that's something that spans the generations, you know, that's something that lasts.
When she became Mrs. Billy Graham, Ruth had no idea what road she was setting out on. Ruth once said, "Had I known when I married Bill all that lay ahead, I wouldn't have had the nerve to marry him. No, I had no inclination of what was going to happen in the future." Well, together they would have five children, Virginia, or Gigi, Anne, Ruth, Franklin, and Ned.
Now here's some reflection from daughter Ruth.
Well, my father is my hero. My father, I adore my father. Obviously, when I was growing up, I didn't get a whole lot of time with him. But it was his influence that really changed my life. And I say that because when I was in my mid-40s, I went through a very, very difficult time. My father is not a strong physical man. The New York Crusade took a lot out of him back in 57, and he has never recovered from that, he says. And I think that he's gotten weird things like a recluse spider bite, it's Pseudomonas, some things that you don't ever hear about. But that has kept his dependence on God. And he is quick to turn to God. I mean, it's just part of his breathing.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
This is my soul, my Savior, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. This is my soul, my
You cannot accurately assess the story of the Billy Graham Crusade ministry without taking into consideration the partners that have served alongside him. Cliff Barrows was an integral part of what made Billy Graham Crusades unique. Cliff Barrows and George Beverly Shea are two of the men who stood beside Billy Graham and formed a team that served together for over five decades, spanning two centuries.
People ask me, what is Billy Graham like? Well, what you see is what you get. He's a humble man. He's a man with a passion in his life. One great passion is to preach the gospel, a passion to know the word and to understand the word and to give hope and good news to those who are perishing. And he has that a passion to go into all the world and preach that gospel. And as a result, we've been to 185 countries. We've had 419 different crusades. We've seen over 210 million people face to face, and we've seen nearly 3 million of them publicly and personally respond to the invitation to commit their heart and life to Christ. It's been a great privilege of mine to have worked with a man for 65 years. And over that span of time, you get to know him pretty well. You know what motivates him, what drives him, what gives him the energy and the strength to pursue his calling. And I have certainly been with a man that has had a passion and a calling from God, and one that I've responded to from my earliest days with all my heart.
George Beverly Shea provided the familiar bass baritone that prepared the way for Billy Graham to preach. According to the Guinness Book of Records, he has sung before more people than anyone in history, an estimated cumulative audience of 220 million.
I tell you, it's been a great privilege to be with a man like Billy Graham. Yeah, I met him when he was 21 and I was 31. I was an announcer on a radio station in Chicago, a Christian station, WMBI, and he was a student at Wheaton. And he hopped the train one day and came in to tell me he was listening to my morning program called Hymns from the Chapel. And he wanted to say hello. And then he became pastor of a church right nearby and asked me to help him with a little program called Songs in the Night. And that program is still going on.
Than to be the king of a vast domain.
In Times Square has been on the news lately. In our final meeting in 1957, we had a meeting in Times Square, 42nd Street and Broadway, and they estimated about 250,000 people there. How would you know? And Paul Harvey was the announcer, and I'll never forget Billy speaking to all those people. We have many memories that are so precious.
But Bev Shea had more than a close view of Billy on the platform. He had a lifelong look at Billy Graham, the man.
I knew his mother and his father. And his mother was, you know, that sweet personality. And Billy has that. Like on the way to the platform at night, he'll go off to one side or the other to speak to a policeman or somebody in a wheelchair. And he's so hospitable and it's so kind. And he'd never done anything in all the years I've known him that disappointed me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun,
This is Just As He Is, a tribute to Billy Graham. So far, three generations of Grahams have taken part in preaching the Great Commission. Let's hear first from Franklin.
My father was always very interested in, I preached, or my sister, or whatever. The pastor of the church that he is a member of, and that's First Baptist Church of Spartanburg, that pastor comes up about every week. And they get into theological discussions and so forth. A lot of times when I come, you know, Daddy, you think Billy Graham just wants to sit around and be spiritual all the time. He likes to know what the news is. He likes to know, you know, what's the latest in politics. He's a very well-studied person, a well-read person all of his life. He reads all types of books, and he just wants to keep up with where the world is going, so he knows how to answer current issues with the gospel. And he wants to be able to relate to people in each generation. And so he's interested in music. He's interested in what kids are listening to. You know, he wants to know. There's a book that he wrote back, about 20 years ago, and it's called Storm Warnings. I never did like it. He just felt he something was kind of missing. And he just took that in, and with the help of some staff, rewrote it. And I think it is better today, and it's sharper. He's taken the signs of the times and the warnings that God gives us in the book of Revelation, the warnings as what's coming. And my father's just kind of giving a little insight into what is getting ready to happen, and the warnings that are from heaven, just so that we are ready and we're not caught unaware.
And Franklin says, the man we saw on the world stage is the father he knew at home.
I remember when John Wayne died, one of his sons said the John Wayne that we saw on television, or this John Wayne that the world saw on the silver screen, is the same John Wayne we saw at home. And I often thought about that, you know, that's really my father, the Billy Graham that the world saw on television or in the big stadiums was the same Billy Graham that we saw at home. There wasn't two Billy Grahams. And sometimes with public figures, that's not the case. They are one thing when the cameras are on them and they smile, and then when the cameras are off, they're a different personality. But my father was the same in public as he was in private. That had a big impact on me. My father is a man of prayer. He prays often, prays for family, prays for people, prays for our country, prays for friends of his that are, you know, of course, not in good health. And my father is always, and my mother was the same, just very committed, not only in their faith, but they were committed in prayer, constantly going before the Lord, taking the needs of not just their needs, but the needs of others.
Ann Graham Lotz bears a striking resemblance to her father. And like her dad, when she speaks, strong words about God's love will be heard.
I think the things that the world dishes out should strengthen us in our relationship with God and cause us to cling even tighter to Him. I think when I look back on my life, in fact, I was just talking to my father about this, that it's in those hard times, the dark times, the times of suffering and pain and pressure, when we just had no idea what God was doing, that's when our faith was strengthened the most. That's when we grew the most in our relationship with Him, because we're not basing that relationship on our feelings or, you know, trying to manipulate Him so that we can get Him to do what we want. We just cling to Him so that we want to know Him for who He is, as He is, and we want to experience Him in His fullness in that darkness, in that hard place. And my father agreed. You know, that's when both of us would say we've grown the most, is in the hard times.
Ann Graham also tells this story about her mother, Ruth.
I said at her service, each one of us, my siblings and myself, were able to just make a comment at her service. And I read from her Bible, and she had written in the fly leaf of my Bible that the Bible is the one sure thing in an unsure world. You know, you read it, you study it, apply it, live it out in your life. And I thought, boy, she wrote that in the fly leaf of my Bible when I was 9 years old. And it's still advice that not only I take to heart today, but I pass on to my children, and I pass on to those who you know, I come into contact with. The one thing that stands out to me about my mother, she was an incredible person who was gifted in so many areas, but I think the thing she passed on to me more than anything else was just her passionate love for Jesus. And the Magnificent Obsession, of course, is about Abraham, and I feel like he exemplified that to me, but I saw it lived out in my mother's life.
Well, thanks for joining us for this first part of our tribute to Billy Graham, Just As He Is, hosted by Skip Heitzig. I hope you've enjoyed it so far, and we still have a lot more to cover as we explore the history and life of one of the most influential individuals this world has ever seen. And this is only part one of this 2-hour radio special that's available for you to listen to right now at our Connection website. That's connectionradio.org, and click on the Billy Graham Just As He Is radio special. As we end our time today, we just wanted to remind you that it's your support that makes these daily times in God's Word possible. The Connection simply wouldn't exist without your help. So whether you join the Global Connectors and help support us on a monthly basis, or can just share a one-time gift here as the year closes, just know that it's what keeps this ministry going. Find out how you can support The Connection when you visit connectionradio.org, or when you call 1-800-922-1888. Or if you prefer, you can always write us here at The Connection. That's P.O. Box 95707,
Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87199. But no matter how you get in touch with us, we look forward to hearing from you. And we thank you for your continued support of The Connection. Continue the radio special Just As He Is, a tribute to Billy Graham, next time. So join us as we learn more about the background of this fascinating man here on The Connection, a presentation of Connection Communications, connecting you to God's never-changing truth in ever-changing times.